¡Vamos, amigos! What up, everybody? It's your boy, Duke. It is Wednesday, 5:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you're listening to the Talking Soccer Podcast, episode 46. We're going basically live here, all right? Basically live, because afternoon action just ended. And for your boy, who's usually relatively calculated, I write down some notes for the show, some topics I want to touch on. I got none of that today, all right? I got none of that today. We're just going straight on the high that we just came off of an unbelievable 48 hours of betting, and that's mostly what we're going to talk about today. Not just the results and how we ended up, but process and a couple things, especially live, that are different about betting soccer versus other sports. But as always, I am your host, Duke. You can find me on Twitter at DukeDFS. Speaking of DFS, all of our actions over on ElitePantasy.com. Not just myself, golf, basketball, NBA, college basketball is flying high. Obviously, we got a big, big MMA card coming up this weekend with Conor McGregor and Donald Cerrone. Of course, I'll be on the podcast with Mad Lab, the GOAT, Labology on Friday as well. Make sure you head on over to ElitePantasy.com to check all that out. All my betting information, which is going to be the focus of this podcast, over at EliteSportsBetting.com. And boy, oh boy, have we had a 48 hours. Let's start with yesterday. Yesterday was fun. It was fun. And look, I woke up. I'm always trying to find you guys value, right? For all our subs over at EliteSportsBetting.com. I got to find something, right? I'm an action guy. Tommy G's an action guy. We got a lot of super smart people, people smarter than me, that wake up, their spreadsheet kicks out some plays, right? And they put them in the article. We generally get some closing line value on those. Even if we don't win, the process was right, and long-term we're going to be profitable, right? That's not me. That's not me at all. I'm an action guy. I'm a guy who watches these teams. I'm a guy who knows these players inside and out. And that's what led me to our first bet Tuesday, Romelu Lukaku to score a goal. Why was I on that? Well, Inter, obviously big favorites yesterday in the Coppa Italia. He and his partner, Lautaro Martinez, are responsible for something insane like 80% of the goals that Inter have scored. Sure enough, Lautaro Martinez does not get the start. He's rested in his place. Loney from Manchester United, Alexis Sanchez. Huge drop-off in not only ability, but goal-scoring equity. That left us with Big Rom up top, basically by himself, right? Sanchez is going to do a little bit of the hard work, but Rom's going to be the one to finish these things off. And I could get him at minus 143 to score anytime, but I said, screw that, man. Who else is going to score for this Inter team? I want him to be the first goal scorer. We've got him at plus 275. All right, so we like Inter. We think Rom's going to score. What else can we bet? Because Inter's a big favorite. How about Tottenham? Team news came out, took a look. We know Harry Kane's injured, but mostly a first team. It's an FA Cup match. They want to get the win. We see Lucas Moura. We see Lamella. We see Lo Celso. We see Eriksen. Sessegnon gets to start. That's a strong first 11. And Middlesbrough aren't great. Let's chuck those two teams together and create a parlay. Not going to bet them individually. Odds too high, but we chuck them together to get a parlay. Sure enough, 24 seconds into the game, Romelu Lukaku gets his chance, buries it in the back of the net. I barely even sat down to watch the game, and I'm up money already, up nearly 3 units on the day. When I didn't really like anything, it's always a fun way to start your day. We found some good spots to attack, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's attack. And how about today? Today, Wednesday, I wake up, go to the gym on a new health kick, right? 2020, new year, new me. Getting a little too chubs. And by a little too, I mean like 50, 60 pounds overweight from my playing days. I'm the round mound of rebound in the DFS community, so I need to drop some pounds. So I'm in the gym, on the treadmill. Guess who dials me up? My boy Tommy G. Duke, what are we betting today? What do we got? I need some action. It's 10 a.m. Give me some action. I said, well, shit, let's look towards Italia. The Coppa Italia, right? We just made some money yesterday. Fiorentina, Atalanta. Fiorentina goes up 1-0. The inferior team, Atalanta pregame, huge favorite. As I tend to do, look towards a live bet, and we grabbed Atalanta +1. Didn't put it in the bet pack. Again, I'm on a treadmill, talking to Tommy G, just trying to work through some plays with him. Sure enough, Atalanta come back, score a goal. 67th minute. Just 3 minutes later, Pezzella, captain of Fiorentina, picks up his second yellow card. Fiorentina are now down to 10 men. Immediately, I said, hammer it, dude. Hammer it. Here's an opportunity. Atalanta has had 70% of the possession. They're out shooting Fiorentina 4-1. And now they're going to be down a man? That's a spot I want to attack. Granted, they were away. I would love it if they were home. This is a cup match. If they don't win in full time, they go to extra time and then to penalties. The last thing either of these teams want is 30 extra minutes on their legs at this part of the season. Just came off the busy holiday period. Atalanta has actually some Champions League matches coming up. This isn't even talking about Serie A, their league play. Surely they're going to push on and have a go. They have one substitute left. Their star forward, Duvan Zapata's on the bench. He's the obvious sub, right? If we don't get a goal in the next 4 or 5 minutes, bring on Zapata. Boom, there's our goal. So we hammer it. And by hammer it, I mean hammer it. Put it in the package. Put it for 3 units. A big bet for me. I'm usually a 1, maybe 1.5, 2 unit guy. 3 units in the bet pack. And personally, I went 5 units on my own account. 4 minutes later. 5 minutes later, I guess it was. Caldara, center back for Atalanta, goes in, wins a header, kind of comes through the back of the attacker, and this guy's flopping all over the place. You can hear him scream live on the broadcast. Well, he's already on a yellow card. Didn't get a yellow card here, but in situations like this, perhaps the referee wants to even some things out, right? Coach is worried, decides he's going to take Caldara off, a center back, and put on a replacement center back. Again, this is a team who's been pressing for a goal. Attack. Hasn't seen any attacks from Fiorentina and decides to replace the center back. Not the 6'2" beast. That's surely going to score a goal, Zapata. Nope, let's replace that center back. Don't want to get him a second yellow and be down 10 versus 10, which may have even opened up some more space, but I digress. So there goes a third sub. Zapata's not going to play. Atalanta has a couple chances, but then in the 84th minute, poor clearance from Atalanta. Fiorentina plays a beautiful ball out wide. Lairola takes his first touch from the acute angle on the edge of the box, finds a 12-inch by 12-inch bottom corner of a goal, slots it home. There's 2-1. There's our bet gone. 3 units down the drain. All of that hard work we had from Tuesday, the 3 units that we won there, gone in a matter of minutes. But let's talk about that spot, specifically this spot and why we attacked it so large. Go back, I think it was actually just 7 days. PSG were playing, again, in a cup competition, 11v11, dominating play, scoring a goal. I think it was 1-0, maybe 2-0 at the time. And their opponent goes down to 10 men. Tommy G hits me up again. Duke, what are we betting? What are we betting here? No, I wasn't even watching the game. Doing some other stuff. I turn on the game for 4 minutes, see exactly how the game flow is going, hit him up. Tommy, hammer this, dude. They're going to score 3, 4 more goals, maybe 5 more goals. Hammer it. And they did. And we did. Goals. We found a good situation live. The book had not adjusted quickly enough and adequately enough for the imbalance in play as the team goes down to 10 men. And we made a bunch of money in that game. So similar situations, that red card was a little bit earlier, happened in the first half. Here we had 30 minutes left in the game, 20 minutes left in the game. But the spot is what we're looking for. And long-term, if we can attack these spots and go for it with big money, we will be very profitable long-term. This is how you make your money in situations like this. And I mentioned betting soccer live specifically is a little bit different than what you're used to in any other sport. And look, here's the thing. As you know, being big soccer football fans that you are, goals are relatively random. It's tough to predict who's going to score them and when they're going to score. And what I've found in my betting career is that books tend to overvalue goal actions and adjust the book too much towards the team who's just scored. So, for example, in this situation, if Atalanta's down 1-0, they score in the 67th minute, They were plus 1,000 to win the game. Now they're even money. Well, that's a ridiculous correction on the book's part after they scored a goal to tie it up 1-1. That's an overcorrection. Then we have in the 70th minute, you know, the book was actually, I think it was plus 110 maybe for Atalanta to win. All of a sudden, Pezzella gets his second yellow. He's sent off. Fiorentina are down to 10 men. Are we seeing a similar correction? No. It goes from plus 110 to even money. We lose a dime. When it should be, you know, 30 cents, 50 cents, something like that. So here's a situation where we can act quickly. So when a goal is scored, the initial inclination is to say, boom, there it is. Let's go. They're going to press on. They're going to get another one. Hammer it again. And look, they may press on. They may get another one. But the time to hammer it is not in that immediate 30 seconds, minute, 2 minutes right after. Give it 5 minutes. See how the game plays out. Look, sometimes they may score right away, and you may lose that opportunity to make some money. But that's not really how this game works. You have to be smart with where we put our soldiers, right? Our cash. Go attack in the right areas. This game specifically was so funny for multiple reasons. Because once again, we're talking in the first half, 1-0 at halftime, Fiorentina's up. We figure out, okay, plus one is where we want to go. It was even, or minus 105, I think, at the time. Let's put the bet in, sure. But I said to Tommy, man, I don't know. I think we wait for like 60th minute. If they haven't scored yet, they'll probably bring in Gomez. They'll probably bring in Zapata. They could score two goals in 5 minutes. But we put the bet in anyway. Plus one. Atalanta. 57th minute. The game's still 0-0. Guess who comes in? Gomez. No Zapata yet, but Gomez comes in. Just 10 minutes later, they score. It's 1-1. So had we waited to the 57th minute or the 60th minute, like we talked about at halftime, perhaps that minus 105 goes to plus 130, plus 150, maybe even higher. Maybe it's only, you know, plus 1.5, something like that, at minus 105. That's where we get our closing line value. Because like soccer, we have to wait for team news. We can't wake up in the morning and say, all right, I love Juventus today. Let's hammer them. And then we get to 2 o'clock and we find out, no Ronaldo, no Dybala, no Higuain. We're playing a second team. Well, crap, that's our whole attack. Now it's two different teams. We can't wake up and say, I love Manchester United like I did today against Wolves. Then there's no Rashford, a key component of their attack. We just can't do that. So we have to find our value elsewhere. And the way I've done that and the way I encourage you to do that is to get your value live. If you like a bet, great. Give it a minute. The lines are constantly adjusting as the minutes go by. The algorithms stay the same. This many expected goals in this amount of time, as the time dwindles, the expected goals go down and your odds go up. Get your closing line value there. So we avoided the closing line value. We took our plus one. Ended up pushing on that as Fiorentina does come back and score the goal, get our money back there. We lost our hammer bet on that opportunity in the 70th minute when the guy gets his second yellow card. Would I do it again? 100,000%. As I said, these opportunities rarely come. If we jump on them right away, the books don't adjust to these sudden actions like second yellows or straight reds. Something to look for moving forward. But how we do the rest of the day? Pretty good, boys. We jumped right on the next game in Coppa Italia, AC Milan to win the first half. Huge matchup there with Spal. Spal can't score with the first team. They end up rotating half their team. A couple players making their debut. We had Piatek, we had Rebic, we had Castillejo starting for Milan. Let's do it. Screw it. Let's jump right on that first half. Sure enough, 2-0 win. In the first half, we get a unit back right there. Boom. What do we do the rest of the day? Well, we like Juve, no Ronaldo, but we still get Dybala. We still get Higuain. We get Bernardeschi. We get Douglas Costa. Let's hammer Juve. We love PSG. Love PSG. Let's put those two together. Two big favorites, similar to Tuesday. We liked Inter Milan. We liked Tottenham. Too big of favorites, really, to bet on our own. Hard to be profitable long term taking those. If we're not hitting at 80, 90%, let's push them together, get a parlay, and hit that. Love that. Hey, but it's Monaco. Monaco's playing PSG, pretty decent at home. Good players in the attack. Ben Yedder starts, Balde starts, Gelson Martin starts. A lot of pace up there, good finishing ability. Let's hit both these teams to score. And the total's 3.5. What the hell? This last game finished 3-3 between these teams. I like the over. Let's hammer that. And then for whatever reason, as we got closer and closer to game time, PSG, who was at one point in the last 48 hours, a minus 250 favorite, had dropped down into the minus 145 range. To me, I'm going, all right, who got hurt in warmups? Is Neymar not playing? Did Mbappe get sick? How many of these guys aren't going to play? What's going on with this line? Is someone on the take? Oh, a little curious with how that's going to end up. But I'm looking for news. I don't see any news. Looks like everybody's going to play. All right, the fix might be in, but this is too good of a spot to avoid. So we add the PSG play to the package. So if you're keeping track, that's PSG to win. Monaco PSG over 3.5. Monaco PSG, both teams to score. PSG Juve parlayed, both teams to win. And then, of course, we had the win with AC Milan earlier. How'd the games end up? Juve 4-0, PSG 4-1, and was 3. My God, PSG. Look, for us moving forward, we have to understand what PSG is. Unbelievable team with unbelievable players who are absolutely dead bored in this pub league that is League One. In the first half, we had flicks and tricks from everybody. Mbappe beating his man down the line, plays the ball into Neymar, wide open in front of goal for the easy tap-in. What's this dude trying to do? Pirouette, back heel flick right into the goalie. And you're going, come on, man. Just put it away. Just bury it. A goal's going to look the same no matter what happens at the end of the year. Go get your bonus. Go get your goals. Ugh, it looked like one of those games where 1,000 chances would come our way. But for whatever reason, it wouldn't break. Sure enough, at halftime, just before halftime, penalty. Kurzawa goes down the left side, gets in the box, pushes it around Glick. Foul. Penalty. Huge play for us. Neymar gets his first goal of the game, but second goal for PSG. Go up 2-0 at halftime. Huge, huge, huge for our 3.5 over bet. Couple subs made in the 70th minute. Verratti and Sarabia come in, mostly to settle the game down with Verratti, but Sarabia comes in to push on for more. We had several guys in the chat over on elitesportsbetting.com saying, Duke, I don't know, man. What do you think? What do you think about this total? I said, look, chill out. PSG is definitely going to score. I have no idea about Monaco. Not loving this attack. Just a couple minutes later, Sarabia buries one. 3-0 PSG. But we still need that Monaco goal. We still need that damn Monaco goal. Sure enough, 85th minute. Foul outside the box. I hit up Tommy G in the chat. Dude, we got to have this goal here. Set piece. Adrian Silva's been subbed on. Puts in a decent cross. Puts in a really dangerous area. Ping, pang, pong. Off Bakayoko. Go! Go, 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 go! And there it is. There's our clean sweep for the afternoon. 4-0. Hit PSG to win. Hit Monaco PSG over. There's the both teams to score. And, of course, with Juve winning 4-0 and PSG walking away with the victory, there's our parlay win. It's been a fun 48 hours, boys. Doesn't always work out like this. And look, our one loss, Atalanta, was a big loss, our three-unit loss. But it was a great spot. And that's what we're looking for, is to constantly look for good spots, look for edges, and try to hammer those out, because that's how we're going to be profitable long-term. So that was my last 48 hours. How was yours? How are you guys doing? You all pumped up for a little EPL this weekend? I was looking ahead to this weekend's action. And by the way, before we talk about EPL, just some formatting things for how this is going to go moving forward. I know late last year, we had Draft Cheat on. Definitely going to get him on again. Brian Healy, our stud in football, basketball, baseball, everything else. He's always playing soccer. I'm going to try to get him on. We're going to do some interviews. I got a great interview lined up just before the MLS season kicks off with somebody that I want you to be introduced to if you haven't already. We'll keep that a secret for then. If you guys have anybody you want to hear on the podcast, players, esports stars, if you're into FIFA or F2 Techs or someone like that, hit me up on Twitter at Duke DFS. I'll do everything I can to get them on the podcast. I'd love to start doing some more interviews and some short form type conversations with folks. It's not going to be the same, hey, where are you from? How'd you get into soccer? I want to have some good, fun conversations. Can be DFS, can be betting, can just be soccer in general. Hit me up over on Twitter at Duke DFS. All right. This weekend's slate for EPL, I have almost zero interest in from a betting standpoint. I went ahead, as I always do, I make my lines on Monday. Lines come out not too long after. I'm tracking movement, where things are going throughout the week. And right now, I don't see a ton of value. I'd love to give you guys 6, 7, 8, 9 bets that I love, but there's really nothing that I'm really liking at the moment. Let's go through the slate as it stands right now. 7:30 game, which we'll talk about on the opening line, which comes out Friday. It's on YouTube. I'll retweet it. Benny Ricciardi puts it up from his account. Watford's the first game hosting Tottenham Hotspur. And what, can we talk about Watford for just a second? Unbelievable organization from Nigel Pearson. They actually had an FA Cup game today that's been moved because of rain, so they could be fresh for this weekend's game hosting Tottenham. Jose Mourinho making his first signing today. Gedson Fernandes comes in from Benfica. I think he'll reassure that midfield there. Do we like Watford in this game? We don't like Watford to win. Can we trust Tottenham to not give up a goal? Total sitting at 2.5, -125 on the over. I tune into the opening line to figure out where I'm at with that game. But we think about from a DFS perspective, we go to this 10 a.m. slot. We have 6 games to choose from. I'm guessing the afternoon hammer, Newcastle and Chelsea, will not be on this slot. So pick from Arsenal, Sheffield, Brighton, Aston Villa, City, Crystal Palace, Norwich, Bournemouth, and Southampton, Wolves, where you want to attack. Well, the obvious answer is City, -1,000 home favorites over Crystal Palace, biggest total on the board. And we know City are back in form. We know they can hammer in the goals. Don't shy away from Brighton, -160 home favorite with Aston Villa, who's, again, they're kind of the Norwich from the early part of the season, playing decent football but can't get a freaking result to save their lives. Brighton looked horrible last weekend. We'll be reassured to get back home in the friendly confines there. Arsenal -120 home favorites against Sheffield United. I don't know if I like that. Arteta has shown the ability to make adjustments at halftime. Can you get it right from the start? Sheffield, we know, are going to be organized. I'm not sure I don't hate the Sheffield +0.5 goal at +105. We'll take that over the draw no bet, right? We want to at least get a win. You can get Sheffield draw no bet at +215. Could do that. Could just take that +0.5 goals at +105. Like I said, I like Brighton at home. City, Palace, tough defensively, but they're super injured right now, right? That's what we were betting against last weekend, and we won that. City -2.5, not a bad spot, -125. And I'm sure I'm paying that juice for a team to win by 3 goals, even at home, even with Man City. Norwich, Bournemouth, who the hell knows with this game? Am I right? Bournemouth in the worst form in the entire league. Norwich, probably the worst team in the league. Under 2.5 at +105. This is actually a game I think will get goals. I don't know who the hell is going to score for Bournemouth because they don't have a forward that can do it. Perhaps we look to Norwich to win that game there. 2 games left. Southampton hosting Wolves. Southampton +140. Wolves +200. A 2.5 total there. +105 on the over. -125 on the under. Southampton are legit. Are they not? Southampton are back, baby. Danny Ings can't stop scoring goals. Hasenhüttl's got him playing the way they were playing right when he first came in. That high-pressure organization system. Create turnovers in the final third and then spring into the attack and grab your goal. Wolves, as we know, do not rotate their side. As we know, do not have a ton of depth. Just had a tough loss today to Manchester United in the FA Cup. Once again, 90 minutes on the starters' legs. Can they make the quick turnaround against a resurgent Southampton team who's, by the way, -140 on the draw no bet here, +140 to win the game? Don't hate that. Last but not least, West Ham hosting Everton. Not quite sure I know what the hell's going to happen in this game at this moment. West Ham +115 on the goal line, Everton minus 140. They are the favorites, Everton, plus 140 on the road. Don't know that I love that. I'll be looking perhaps for that line to move just a little bit more by the time we get to Saturday morning. And of course, I'll be in the chat over on elitefantasy.com for all of your DFS needs there. And of course, over on elitesportsbetting.com for all of the betting needs. Big article coming out this Thursday, back of the net, breaking down all of these games in the DFS slate. And I'll have my leans on Friday for this weekend slate as well. Before we get out of here, that 12:30 game, Chelsea on the road to Newcastle. How about our boy Miguel Almiron? Cannot stop scoring. Got a goal again in the FA Cup. And then, of course, Sunday action. We will have a Sunday Funday article out over on elitefantasy.com. Burnley hosting Leicester. Leicester falling off the charts here at the moment. Still sitting in second place, but City catching up quickly. Wouldn't be surprised if they jumped them soon. And then the big game of the weekend, Liverpool-Man United. Huge news today, and I'll leave you with this. Marcus Rashford was rested, rightfully so. He comes on just 7 minutes later. The player comes through the back of him, picks up a knock. Looked like he was holding his back. He was holding his calf. I do think it was just a knock, but quite frankly, the dude needs rest. I know United did well to get the draw at home against Liverpool. Only team to take points off them this year. It's a huge rivalry game. How can you punt this game? But I think you sit Rashford, get him 100% healthy for the rest of the season because Europa League, even the FA Cup, just too important to risk him on a quick turnaround this weekend. Even though it's against Liverpool, who we hate, I think it's Liverpool to win. And perhaps by more than a goal. Minus 1.5 goals is plus 115. Not a bad spot to attack there. So look, we're having no show plan. I feel like it went pretty quick. We're going to keep it nice and short this week. But the big takeaways, look for that closing line value in-game, not pre-game. You got to wait for the team news. And if you think you like a bet, give it a minute. Let those odds increase just a little bit. Again, you may lose out on a bet or two over the course of the year, but more often than not, you'll pick up more value on that line and you'll still be betting the same thing you were before. Or like we saw today, perhaps the unthinkable will happen. The team who has no chance of scoring will get their one chance and bury it and send it to the grave. It's been a fun 48 hours over on elitesportsbetting.com. Appreciate all you guys for listening in here. And again, if you want to hear somebody interviewed, hit me up on Twitter at DukeDFS. Short and sweet, baby. We'll see you next week, as always, on the Talking Soccer Podcast. Adios.